Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Comic Chronicle. I am your host, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, today officially with actually a co-host. Now, she's been known as many things. My sister, for one. Two, the last, or second to last, daughter of Krypton, considering Supergirl's already taken the last title. So, the second to last daughter of Krypton herself. Cheyenne, say hello.
Hi, guys.
So welcome, Cheyenne, to the podcast on Comic Chronicle today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the thing we're going to be covering today is something that's considered a nerd holiday. Christians have Christmas, Jews have Hanukkah. That wasn't meant to be offensive to anybody. Please don't sue. So today we're going to be talking about Free Comic Book Day. Now, if you don't know what it is, then thank God you're listening, and two, how the fuck are you a fan? So, Free Comic Book Day. I'll give you the rundown first off of what it is, and we'll go from there. Free Comic Book Day is this. May 6th of every year for the past many years, Free Comic Book Day is stores. They get loads of Free Comic Book Day books. They're especially Free Comic Book Day. Like, they have a little marking on the books, and also they get overstock, and they, at midnight, the day before, May 6th, at midnight, they always go and open the doors and let long lines of people in, and you get usually up to 6 to 9 free comic books. Some are special, you can only get on Free Comic Book Day. They're really good. Some, all honesty, are shit. So you're not getting the grade A books if books are back overstock that stores are giving you. So that's kind of the rundown of Free Comic Book Day. It's meant to do a lot of things for people. So going from there, my co-host will take it away on what Free Comic Book Day means to her, and then I'll say what it means to the community itself, the fans. Jen?
Free Comic Book Day really got me into comic books. It's the first time I ever went to a comic shop, and actually had a lot of fun with my brother. There's artists all around, actors who want to take pictures with you, and it's kind of like a tradition. It's like a family outing. Every single day, no matter what day of the week it is, no matter how early we have to get up, we are there at midnight for our free comics. It's kind of a monumental thing, especially for comic fans who constantly get issues. It's nice to kind of get rewarded. It's a satisfaction.
Exactly. And you never know what your store will do. I mean, we've been going to Jesse James Comics for the past few years since we moved here to Arizona 4 years ago. But there's different places. Every place is different. It's a beautiful thing. It brings people together. You can have stores that will have lines of up to almost, what would you say, about 100 people or so? Just in the very beginning at midnight, JJ's?
There's about 150, 175 over at JJ's for Free Comic Book Day this year.
Oh, that's just in the beginning. I mean, you're looking at 10 times more. Like, it's astounding. Lines will wrap around buildings, everything else. But quick shout out to Jesse James Comics. Jesse, if you're listening, love you, man.
Free Comic Book Day is awesome.
Every day at the store is awesome, let's be honest. And so it's the best thing to do. It's your holiday. Everyone gets together. No drama, no bullshit, none of it. Everyone gets together, get their free books, and y'all have a good time. And like Cheyenne said, who knows where the hell you meet? I mean, we met a TV star, Lorenzo James Henry, who plays on The Fear of the Walking Dead, and also as Gabriel in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Ghost Rider storyline, and that. I mean, it's the brother, the Ghost Rider. So you never know who the hell you're going to meet. It's usually great because you get introduced to new series, you get introduced to so many different things.
A lot of new artists, too, like to show up.
Yeah, artists will show up, writers will show up. I mean, it does great for the community. It promotes local comic book stores, which, if you're listening, hopefully to God, you go. If you buy your stuff online, I get it, you're still supporting the business. We still love you. But go check out your local comic book store. People there live on it. That's what they live on, is your fandom, and they're also fans themselves. People depend on it. People go like Free Comic Book Day because it gets the word out. Gets the word out about series that you never knew about. Gets the word out about comic book stores you never knew existed, like Gotham City Comics in Mesa, Arizona. You know, those guys are cool there. Gotham City Comics and coffee. Your coffee and donuts and that. They told me they closed down the streets when I visited there one time. They closed down the downtown Mesa, and they have construction equipment to block everything in, and police actually help out with crowd control. So stuff gets like that. You just never know what to expect. It's an astounding experience, and it's grateful for everyone in the community. I mean, you never know what you can pick up. You never know what. I mean, there's usually almost, once you agree, probably everywhere has sales.
Oh, yeah. plenty of sales.
Yeah, you're looking at like half off, sometimes 75% off, almost 90% off on some things. Jesse, you do the best sales known to man at your comic book store, by the way. Love it so much. So Free Comic Book Day. Check it out, guys. May 6th every year. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It gets the word out about everything possible with comic book fan community. Any more words you'd like to shed on Free Comic Book Day, Sean?
If you haven't gone and you call yourself a fan, I don't know what you're doing with your fucking life.
Yeah, we're calling bullshit. Bullshit. It's
bullshit, honestly.
Bullshit.
You need to get your shit together and go next year.
It's worth it. Get there before, make sure that almost all of them do tickets, as far as I know. Some may not. I can't say for all. I mean, there's a lot of comic book stores. All right, there's a lot.
Yeah, do your research. See which ones most interest you, whether it's a block party or just walking in and getting your issues throughout the day.
Oh, there's no just walking in, let's be honest here. You got there's that line and everything.
There's always a line. But you can just either have a mellow Free Comic Book Day or make it a pretty crowded, fun party Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, so check it out, guys. It's just a blast. It's something that it's a once in a lifetime thing, and you know, I've never had an issue. Probably there's been some fights, maybe at some, who the hell knows, but they don't make it to the news. If you're listening to this podcast, you like comics. You like it. Me and my co-host today, we can't stress enough of how important it is that you go to Free Comic Book Day. It does so many good things.
It boosts morale in the comic book world.
That too, yeah. Good morale. I mean, we need good morale these days, guys. Like,
positivity is key.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, I mean, you hear it plenty of times that positivity is key on plenty of interviews on here, where Jeffrey Thorne, Kid Apocalypse, you know, Cameron Bowen. You heard it all. I mean, so think about it. Just plan it next year. Go to it. Take the day off, because fair warning though, too, you most likely will not get home until probably 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So make sure you get the day off the next day, or you go do a late shift or something, because it will be rough. So I think, anything you'd like else to add, Shine?
Nope. Just get your ass to Free Comic Book Day if you haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, just check it out, guys. I mean, there's some things on Free Comic Book Day that you can get that you can only get on Free Comic Book Day, like some exclusive issues, like I said. This year for 2017, the big one I think that everyone was looking for was Secret Empire for Free Comic Book Day exclusive issue. It's a story tie-in, and my God, I read it. It is beautifully amazing. And the problem is that you can't go online to eBay. You could potentially go online to eBay and buy all this shit. But the problem is they're going to charge you a fortune. A fortune. You miss out on great things. I mean, I told you, Shen, about Secret Empire already, and you were already kind of like, what the fuck? I mean, we don't want to get on a Secret Empire tangent on this, because it's all about Free Comic Book Day, but you get my drift. Do it. Just do it. Like Nike always says, and all the porn websites, just do it. So, all right, thank you guys for joining us. It's a little bit of a short episode, but just kind of want to put it out there. Keep it in your mind about Free Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day 2018.
If, and support your local stores, especially local comic book stores. That's really important.
Yeah, without them guys, you wouldn't have the single issues anymore. Without them, you wouldn't have the escape zones that we do. Jesse James himself puts it eloquently, and I've agreed and said it many times with other people, the best therapy is comic book therapy. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a fan of comics. So you already know, it's your escape. It's your beauty. You get to escape into worlds unlike any other. You get to do all these fantastic things. And comic book stores are like a key to that palace. They're like that mini door into Wonderland, in Alice in Wonderland. And obviously your money's the lock, or the key. But still, helping them is helping yourself. And helping them is giving you the best therapy money can fucking buy. Because comic book therapy, there's no other therapy like it. Anyone in the business of comic books, whether you're doing a voice acting, whether you're a fan, whether you own a damn store, I mean, there's no other better therapy. I mean, even stuff related to comic books, it allows you to escape from the modern world. That's pretty much a piece of shit. So, I mean, is Cheyenne agreed? Yeah, I agreed 100% here. I mean, so Do it, guys. For your sake and for the world's sake, do it. Just do it. All right. Like I said, guys, it's going to be a little bit of a short episode, but just wanted to get it out there. So you can find me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. Like always, go ahead and message me on there or give me a tweet if you have any suggestions. You want to talk shit and just go ahead and be an asshole and say my podcast sucks. Or if you want to say it's good, I'll take either. One of those will give you a flipping off emoji, though, and I'll let you figure out which one it is. So thank you guys for joining me on Comic Chronicle. And Cheyenne, where can people find you?
At Cheyenne Morgan on Instagram.
She's on Instagram, folks. She's on Instagram. I mean, I'm on Instagram too if you want to find me on there. Look at that. She's showing off the host. @Dakota_Morgan97. So this is the only episode I'll probably say what my Instagram is. So you all get a treat. Thank you guys for joining me yet again. And Cheyenne, this is a little behind the scenes scene. Usually on the show, we like to say stay classy and then whatever comic book city you want to put in. You can do National City, do whatever you like. I'll let you close out the podcast. But ladies and gentlemen, before I say that, go ahead and give a review on iTunes too. We do love it. And if you want to say good things about Cheyenne or how she majorly sucks or how she's majorly good, you can tell me on Twitter, on her Twitter or whatever, or a review on iTunes. But hopefully y'all enjoyed her today. Maybe she can come back. Who knows? For later episodes. It's always nice having a co-host, though, for additional comment. But trust me, guys and gals. There's going to be a review on Supergirl coming. And potentially Guardians of the Galaxy. And Supergirl is her shit. So, be prepared for that. So, Cheyenne, I'll let you do-a-do. Stay classy and then whatever. See, folks, behind the scenes work here. We're an excellent podcast. 10 out of 10.
Well, stay classy, National City, and have a nice one. Thanks for having me on.
Adios, muchachos.